We are holding in our Hilchos Tefillah shiur, in the middle of the Birchas HaShachar. It's been quite a break. We're holding by the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who girds Bnei Yisrael, who girds Yisrael with strength. So, let's try to understand this bracha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara goes through all the brachos Hashachar when you make these brachos. When you get up, you say Baruch Matar Asurim, and when you get dressed, you say Baruch Malbush Arum, and when you open your eyes, you say Baruch Pekei Achivrim. The Gemara goes through. We make all the brachos together at once in Shul, but these brachos were originally established based on the order of a person's day. So this bracha, the bracha of Baruch Ezer Yisroel B'Gvura, was established on when a person, the Gemara says, Ki Osor Hem Yonei Lema Baruch Ezer Yisroel B'Gvura. When a person closes his belt, then one should say, Ezer Yisroel B'Gvura, he who girds Yisroel with strength. So, there's a couple of matters here that need explanation. Number one, this bracha of Oizer Yisrael B'Gevura, and the next bracha Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, which means who crowns Yisrael with splendor. These are the only two brachas that mention the name Yisrael in them in the Berachas Hashachar. So it doesn't in the bracha Pekeach Ivrim, we don't make a bracha Baruch Pekeach Einei Yisrael. We don't say Blessed are you Hashem who opens the eyes of Yisrael, or Malbish Arumei Yisrael. We don't say that. Whereas here we say Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, who girds Yisrael with strength, and Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. So we need to understand, if the bracha was established for putting on a belt, then why should we, first of all, why is this unique to Yisrael? And therefore, why do we mention Yisrael? The other question is what does Bigvura mean? Why do we say Oyezer Yisrael B'Gvura? Why not just Oyezer Yisrael? Hashem girds Yisrael, right? Or why B'Gvura with strength? What is that? So the Avodram brings, and Machlek is the Rambam of the Ravid, what the Gemara is referring to. And the Gemara says, Ki Osar Hem Yonei, when a person closes his belt, well, actually, that would be the Rambam's interpretation. When one closes one's belt, then one should say Oizei Yisrael B'Gvura. The Ravid says that the bracha is to be made when one puts on his pants, when one covers their erva. That is when one should say the bracha of Oizei Yisrael B'Gvura. One second, we'll get there. So, the Tzlis of Avram, the Chachanover, explains like this. It seems that according to the Rambam, the bracha was established for just by the the thanking Hashem for giving us the ability to gird our loins. That's the bracha. And according to the Ravid, there's a concept that we find in the Gemara that every Yid is obligated to make a hefsik, to make a division between liboy le'erva, between one's heart and their erva. Shelo yehei liboy royas ha'erva, that one's heart should not see the erva. So therefore, one needs to have a separation between the heart and the erva. One can fulfill that with pants. Or one can fulfill that with a belt. So that Ravid holds, and the Chachanova says that Ravid was bothered by the word Yisroel. That Ravid said it can't mean what the Rambam is saying. That we're just thanking Hashem for giving us the ability to gird our loins. Because a goy can do that too. So why is that different than Pekeach Ibrahim, Amal v'Sharum, and Mati Asurim that we don't mention Yisroel? There's got to be something here that's unique to Yisroel. And therefore, says the Ravid, it has to be referring to the obligation that only a Yisroel has to separate between Liboy L'Erv. And that's why we say, Oizer Yisroel, and the bracha is made for making that hefsek. Does it need to be with a belt? No. It could be with pants also. According to this, says the Chachanover, there's a nafkemin aladina, there's actually a difference in the halacha between the Rambam and the Ravid. If somebody only has a pants and does not wear a belt, right, just like on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we don't say the bracha sh'asli kol tzarki, because the bracha of sh'asli kol tzarki was established for when one puts on shoes. Since we don't wear shoes on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we don't say the bracha sh'asli kol tzarki. So if that's the case, according to the Rambam, if somebody doesn't wear a belt, they only wear pants, right? Then, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't make the bracha of Oizei Yisroel B'Gvura. But according to the Ravid, you would, because you're making a hefsek with the erva, and that's what the bracha is for. So the Chachanova, though, then we have a problem here, according to the Rambam. What is Pshat in Yisroel? Why do we mention Oizei Yisroel B'Gvura? If it's not something that's unique to Yisroel, so why do we mention Yisroel? Now, the word B'Gvura makes sense according to the Rambam. Because why does one wear a belt or a girdle to strengthen themselves? Right? It gives a person strength. So that the word, according to the Rambam, B'Gvura makes sense, but Yisroel doesn't make sense. According to the Ravid, that it's lahafsik bein liba la'erva, to make the separation, Yisroel makes sense, but B'Gvura makes no sense. What is shlo yehi liba royos la'erva have anything to do with Gvura for? So to answer the Rambam, the Chachanover says that the Rambam is not talking about an ordinary belt. The Rambam is referring to a balatruma in a shittes balatruma in Siman Tzadik Aleph, which is derived from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud. There's a pasuk in Amos says Hikoin Likras Alekacho Yisrael, prepare to greet your God Yisrael. And from there, the Baal Truma says that even though a person has a hefsek ben liba le'erva, even though a person has a separation between their heart and their erva, a person is wearing pants, or a person is even wearing a belt, when it comes to tefillah, when a person is going to greet Elokei Yisroel, one needs to put on another belt on top of their clothing, what we refer to as a gartel. It's a Baal Truma. And many of the Achronim hold that it's halacha. And the Chachanover says that according to the Rambam, the bracha of Oizei Yisroel B'Gvura was made for that belt. For the belt of Hikon Likras Alekacha Yisroel, That is what the bracha of Oizei Yisrael B'Gvura is made for. So now, he answered why we say Yisrael, but now, according to the Rambam and Shver, where does B'Gvura come in now? If the whole purpose of this Ezer, this girdle that we're putting on, is for the sake of preparing ourselves to greet the Rabbani Shalom, then we understand the Oizei Yisrael, but it's not coming for Gvura. So, let's try to understand this both according to the Ravid and according to the Rambam. I saw brought down from the Shatana, which was the Rishon's grandson. The Gemara says Me'emisai ha'scholas achila. The Gemara says when is it considered that a person has already began their meal? There's many nafkamin as halacha. Once a person begins their meal, that they're not obligated to stop. Many different nafkamin as halacha. So the Gemara says Me'emisai ha'scholas achila. What is considered the beginning of eating? Says the Gemara, Meshiyatir Chagurasai. When a person opens their belt, it's the derech. It was the derech back then in Bavel that when one would they would gird their loins very tightly. When it came to eating, they would open up their belt. That's the beginning. That's the Gemara says. That's the beginning of a meal. So the Shatan has said that the point of the belt is shaloya he liboy royasa erva, that a person's heart should not see the erva. What does that mean? It means that when it comes to Torah and to Tefillah, when it comes, when a person is going to learn Torah, a person is going to daven, a person is going to serve the Rabbani Shalala, the higher part of a person's body represents the higher part of the person, a person's ruchnius. That's what the liboy, person's heart, and the higher part of their body represents. It represents the higher component of man, which is their spirituality. The lower part of the person, the lower half of the person, represents the lower component of man, which is animalistic, which is earthliness. When we're involved in ruchnius, when we're involved in avodas Hashem, there needs to be a hefsek. There needs to be a separation between the bottom half and the top half, that we should not be distracted by all the concerns we have about gashmius, all of our concerns that we have about earthliness and about gashmius and our worries about the parnasa and our taivas and everything else. We make a statement. Before we begin serving the Rabbani Shalom, we put on a belt, a gartel, pants. Make a separation. There's when it doesn't come in by Avodas Hashem. However, says the Shatan, when we're involved in Gashmias, we don't want it to be separated from Ruchnias. We want to include the Gashmias and Ruchnias. So says the Gemara, Me'emesai Hascholos Achila. When is achila done appropriately? How should the achila of a yid look? Mishayater chagirasai. When a person takes off the garment, when there's no hefsek between liba le'erva, there's no difference, when there's no separation between liba le'erva, meaning that even when a person is involved in the component of erva, meaning in the component of gashmias that we need to be involved in, that's when the garment has to come off. That's when a person has to see to it that the Kedusha flows in those areas as well. So when we're involved in Kedusha, we don't want the bottom half of our body to interfere. But when we're involved in the bottom half, we do want the top half to be involved. The definition of Gevura is, Chazal say, Ezu Gibor. Who's a Gibor? HaKovish is Yisrael, somebody who's able to conquer their Yetzahara. Gevura is constriction. When a person focuses, the person uses their koyach of gevura. When a person contracts and zeroes in on something, and they're excluding everything else, that is the koyach of gevura. Chesed is something that spreads. Something it expands. Gevura contracts. That's what gevura is. The purpose, according to the Shatana, the purpose of the purpose of the Gartel, the purpose of the Hefsik Ben Liba La'erva is to allow us to focus, that we should not be distracted by our lower half. So according to the Ravid, who says that the bracha was established for the separation, being liboy la'erva, that is what the bracha of Oizer Yisroel specifically, because it belongs to Yisroel, lahavsek min liboy la'erva belongs to Yisroel. It's Oizer Yisroel bigvura. The whole purpose of that Ezer, the whole purpose of this separation between liboy la'erva is bigvura, that we should be able to focus and to exclude our bottom half when we're involved in areas of Kedusha. So that's one approach to understanding the Shittas HaRavid, who says that this bracha, Voizei Yisroel B'Gevura, was established for the separation between Liboy La'erva. We now understand what B'Gevura means. It is because that separation was made so that we should utilize our power of Gevura and not allow ourselves to be distracted by our lower half. Similarly, but on another approach, I'd like to suggest that the Baal Tanya says that many times a person begins to daven, or begins to perform a mitzvah, or begins to learn Torah, and they will all of a sudden have thoughts of humility. Oh, I'm such a terrible person. I've done this, and I've done that, and how dare I daven? How dare I open my mouth before the Rebbeinu Shlalem? How dare I learn his Torah? How dare I perform his mitzvahs? The person feels unworthy. This might be, many times this is subconscious. We just don't take our davening seriously because we don't think that our tefillahs are being heard, because we don't find ourselves worthy to being listened to by the Rebbeinu Shlalem. So Baal Tanya says a person needs to know that these thoughts are atzas hayetzer. These thoughts are the yetzer hara. The thoughts of humility, and perhaps even tshuva. Right, the person is bringing up these thoughts, he can do tshuva on them. During ruchnias, during times, while a person is involved in Torah and mitzvahs, it's not the time for that. It's just the Yetzara trying to depress a person. And making a person not take their avodah seriously. The proof is, says Baal Tanya, because when you're eating, you don't have those thoughts. But when you're eating, you don't think, "Well, I'm not worthy of eating this piece of cake," right? You don't have those thoughts during eating because the Yetzirah doesn't want to bother you when you're eating. It's only when we're involved in Avodas Hashem that's when these thoughts come. A person is, of course, supposed to designate time in the day to make a cheshbon nefesh. A person needs to do some introspection and do tshuva for the haveris that one has done, but not during Avodas Hashem. the shortcomings of a person is called erva. A person's shortcomings, a person's failures, a person's faults, those are called erva. When a person is involved in avodas Hashem, there must be a separation mainly by the erva. A person cannot allow themselves to be distracted. And once again, so since the purpose of this separation, ben liba le'erva, is to focus, to constrict oneself to certain thoughts and to exclude others, that is why it is called gevura. So oizei Yisrael, the whole point of oizei Yisrael, of this hefsek ben liba le'erva, is begevura, that we should utilize our power of gevura to exclude thoughts that do not belong in our avodas Hashem. Gird means to gird. I mean, it's used in that sense because to gird, when one girds oneself, one strengthens himself.
It's not a word of strengthening.
Ozer. No, ozer, that's an ayin. That's to sit, to help. Yeah. Now, according to the Rambam, the Rambam, according to the Chechenever, is talking about the gartel of Hikko and Likras Alekacho Yisroel. By the way, the Chechenever was not a chosid. So this gartel idea is not coming from a chosid. It's coming from the Baal HaTrum and the Rambam. And he says that it's the Rambam holds that this brach of Oizei Yisroel Begvura was established for the gartel. No, Yitzchak is saying that's Pshat the Rambam. That's how the Rambam interprets the word Yisrael. That's why it's unique to Yisrael. So the question was, where does Begvura come in here, according to the Rambam? So let's just understand first. According to the Baal HaTrum and the Rambam, or according to the Chachanavar, according to the Rambam also, and all the Paiskim that hold that one needs to put on a gartel over their clothing as Hikon Likres Alekacho Yisrael, to prepare oneself to greet your God Yisrael. Why a gartel? Why is that the preparation? It's not Lahafsik Ben Libel Erev. That's not what it is. It's not to separate Medliba La'erva, because even if one has a separation Medliba La'erva, they're obligated to put on another gartel. Al tikon dekres alekach Yisrael. Why gartel? You should put on a nice jacket, a nice hat. Why gartel? So perhaps we could say that it's going along the same lines, that when a person puts on a gartel, a person is showing that they're gathering themselves. They're gathering themselves to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To gather oneself, once again, means to exclude everything else. I'm going to focus on what I'm doing. And as mentioned before, that's gevura. Focus is gevura. So once again, so even according to the Rambam, Oizei Yisroel, which the Ezar is for the sake of Hikam Likras Alekach Yisroel, it is for the sake of constricting oneself and focusing, and that's why we say Oizei Yisroel Begvura. I was thinking that, you know, this story that the Baal Shem HaKadosh once walked into a certain shul, and as he was about to walk in through the door, as he said, "I can't go in. There's no room for me. The empty shul." So they said, "What does the Rebbe mean? There's no room." So he said, it's full of tefillahs. It's full of tefillahs. I can't, there's no room for me to come in. So the people thought that it was a compliment. So the Baal Shem Tov said, no. The Zohar HaKadosh says that, what? The Zohar HaKadosh says that Torah and mitzvahs that is performed without ahava and yira, without love and awe, leparchas la'ela, it doesn't descend heavenward. It remains below. So the Baal Shem Tov said this place is full of tefillahs, meaning there's tefillahs have never gone anywhere. They're all in the Beis Medrash. They haven't gone anywhere. The pasuk in Amos reads, "Hikoin likras elekacha Yisrael." Prepare yourself to greet your God Yisrael. In order for a person to be able to experience ahava and yira, love and awe, while a person is involved in tefillah, while a person is involved in Torah, while a person is involved in performance of mitzvahs, in order to experience that love and awe, there must be preparation. You can't fall into a mitzvah and expect to feel love and awe. You can't fall into a davening and expect to feel a havanira. It just doesn't work. A person needs to have some time beforehand to think, who am I? What am I? Who am I serving? What am I doing? When a person takes a little bit of time, sometimes it just takes a minute or two, just to think about what they're doing and who they're doing it for, and how a puny creature like myself has the tremendous privilege of serving the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. That's all about that it might take to make that short cheshbon, and a person can be on fire. But if a person just does things by rote, without thinking what they're doing, there's not going to be any ahava and yira. So hachana, preparation, is necessary for the elevation of our tefillahs. So I was just thinking today that we say by the Shira, it says Zekei li v'anveyu, Elekei avi v'arem emenu. So the word Keli, Aleph Lamed Yud, is Rosh HaTevis, Likras Elekecha Yisrael. To greet Elekecha Yisrael without the Hikoin. There's no hay for Hikoin. Without preparation. So if it's Zeh Keli, if it's only Likras Elekecha Yisrael, you're going to greet Hashem without any preparation. V'anveyu, you're going to put him into the Nove, as the Unkla says, you're going to put him into the Beis Medrash. What Elekei Avi, Elekei is Aleph Lamed Heyud, right? Aleph Lamed Keyud is Hikoin Likras Elekecha Yisrael. If you're doing it with Hachana, and Avi is Rosh HaTevis, Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura, right? Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura is Hikoin Likras Elekecha Yisrael. Elekei Avi V'Harei Memenu, then you'll be able to elevate it to the Rabbi Nishalayim. Perhaps the middah of tonight, I'm not going to tell you what number it is because I didn't count yet, but the middah of tonight's sphira is Hoid Shebegvura. It's interesting. We should be talking about Uzer Yisrael Begvura on the night of Hoid Shebegvura. Hoid Shebegvura means the beauty within Gvura. In essence, the way the midas are set up, I mean, we have no idea what we're talking about, but just the way the Sfarim say is that there's Chesed is on the right and Gevura is on the left. Tiferes is a combination of Chesed and Gevura. Tiferes is in the middle. Then Netzach is on the right. Hoid is on the left. And Yesoid, once again, is a combination of Netzach and Hoid. So the way the Baal Tanya explains it is that the bottom three, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, are the expression of the top three. Expression of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. So hoid is the expression of gevura. Right? Gevura is an emotion. Gevura is constriction inside one person. Hoid is the expression. Hoid shebe gevura, right, is the expression of gevura. So when I take my gartel and I put it on before davening, which shows that I'm gathering myself to daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that I'm going to focus and I'm going to exclude everything else, that is the beauty of gevura. That is the expression of gevura. Hoid shebe gevura. Oizer Yisrael b'gevura is hoid shebe gevura. Just another approach to Oizer Yisrael b'gevura. Oizer Yisrael b'gevura comes right after Hamechen Metzadei Gover, and Shalosli Kol Tzarki. The machlok is how, which order you say those two. Some people say Shalosli Kol Tzarki first. Some people say Hamechen Metzadei Gover first. Hamechen Metzadei Gover means Hashem who prepares the footsteps of man. It means we thank Hashem for providing us with everything we need. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Chagor charbecha al yorech gibor, hoidcha v'hadorecha." Gird, again, gird. Gird your sword on the thigh of a gibor, of a strong person. That is your beauty and your splendor. So this pasuk is talking about hoid shebegvura, the beauty of gevura. Right? Gird your sword on the thigh of the gibor, that is your beauty. So this pasuk is talking about hoid shebe gevura, and it's talking about oyezer yisrael be gevura. It's talking about girding oneself with gevura. Now, what does this all mean? We know that Aharon HaKohen represents the midah of hoid. The seven royim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, correspond to the seven midas. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yaakov is Tiferes, Moshe is Netzach, Aharon is Hoid, Yosef is Yisoid, and David is Malchus. So Aharon corresponds to Hoid. Why does Aharon correspond to Hoid? What's the connection? Now, we mentioned before that Hoid is the expression of Gevura. Where do we find that Aharon is expression of Gevura? It seems that Aharon is Chesed, Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Zabriyas, Makavon Latoyer. Where is Aharon? Where do we find that Aharon is Midas Hoid? The answer is in this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we have the death of Nadav and Avihu. The death of Nadav and Avihu came on the day that Aharon HaKohen was inaugurated as Kohen Gadol. It was the greatest day in Aharon HaKohen's life, and which became the saddest day of his life, or could have become the saddest day of his life. But the pasuk says, "Vayidoim Aharon." Aharon remained silent. He could have had questions. He could have had doubts. Vayidoim Aharon. Aharon was rewarded tremendously for that silence. The Nisyach Demayadibur, as a result, Hashem spoke to him himself. That is Gevura. Holding oneself back from in a time of a nisayon, when a person is tested, for a person to hold themselves back from, to withhold themselves from questioning, from doubting, that is hoyd shebegvura. That is an expression of gvura. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us. David HaMelech tells us, Chagor char v'chal yorech gibor, that when a person girds themselves, and that is a person, that is the gevurah of the person, that is hoid chavad arecha, that is the hoid of the gibor. That is the beauty of the gibor, that the person is able to withhold themselves. There's a pasuk in later on in Parshas Achrimos where the pasuk says, it begins, Vayidar Hashem Moshe Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aharon. Because of Hashem Vayimusu, they died while they were offering to Hashem. Then the pasuk says, Dabar L'Aharon Achicha. Hashem says to Moshe, speak to your brother Aharon. V'al Yavah B'chaleis Al HaKodesh. He should not come at all times to the Kodesh. With this, Aharon should come to the Kodesh, and then the pasuk goes on to list what he should come with. So the Mefarshim have great difficulty. Why does the pasuk have to introduce the whole parsha of Yom Kippur with what Aharon should come to the Kodesh? Why does it have to be introduced by Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, that this took place after the two sons of Aharon died? Rashi has an explanation. Other Rishonim have a different explanation. And then the Zohar HaKodesh has different explanations what bezois of Aharon al HaKodesh means. What is bezois? So, I was thinking that there's a tremendous lesson that is being taught here. People tend to think that I am the person who I am in regular times. Ordinarily, I'm a great guy. I do things the way I'm supposed to. Now I happen to have an assignment, so this time I'll give in to my Yetzara. But all the rest of the time, I'm fine. That's how we tend to judge ourselves. We don't judge ourselves based on how we deal with our nesiyonos. We judge ourselves based on how we are the majority of the time. The truth is not like that. The truth is we are who we are during a time of nesiyon. Avraham Avinu is Avraham Avinu because he became Avraham Avinu because he was Aymed Basar Nesiyonos. A person, when a person overcomes nesiyonos, a person becomes a better person. The person becomes an elevated individual, and that's what the Rebbeinu Shlalom told Aharon. It told Moshe to tell Aharon. Tell Aharon like this: Achrei Moshe ben Aharon. After the two sons of Aharon died, and Aharon had this tremendous insight. And by Yidoy Maharon, Aharon remained silent. He didn't question, he didn't doubt. Says the Rebbeinu Shlalom, tell Aharon, Dabar L'Aharon Achicha, speak to your brother Aharon, V'al Yovei B'chol Eis Al HaKodesh. You should know, a person doesn't come to Kedusha, B'chol Eis, at all times. Right? That's not when a person comes to Kedusha. Do you know how a person comes to Kedusha? B'zois Yovei Aharon Al HaKodesh. With Achrei Moshnei B'nai Aharon, that's when a person comes to Kedusha. When a person goes through a Nisayon, and a person passes the Nisayon, that's how a person comes to Kedusha. Not B'chaleis. So the term B'zois is referring to times of Nisayonis. We just went through a time of the three Yantav of Pesach. The whole Yantav of Pesach is for the sake of instilling and ingraining emuna into our own hearts, into the hearts of our children, so that when the Nisayon comes, that they're girded with the weapons that they need to have the gevura, to be kovish as Yitzram, to have the strength to overcome the Yetzirah. The Rasha, though, doesn't understand, the Rasha can't overcome his Yetzer. He doesn't understand why we're spending so time instilling this in him, because there's no way he can't do it. So he says, Ma avodah hazois lachem. Why are you so focused on this zois, on these times of nisyonis? Right? You should be focusing on the b'chaleis, because ordinarily I'm a great guy. The more you focus on the bezois, that's where my rishis comes out. So we tell him, no, Bavruzeh also Hashem li b'teisim b'mitzrayim. Bavruzeh b'shoshi esh matzah u'moror menochem lefanecha. No, the Rebbein Shlalem, how is a person defined? The person is defined when they have the lechem oini in front of them, when they have the mortar in front of them, when it's bitter, when there's anias, and when the person has nisyonis, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So we should be amid nisyonis. Bezois. So when we say, told away, when we say Hamechem Tzadei Gover, we say that Rebbeinu Shlom prepares every footstep of man. Shalom Tzadei Kol Tzog Hashem, provide everything that I need, and then we think about our life. Really, I have everything I need. Hashem, you're preparing every footstep of my life. Why is life so miserable? That's when we have to make a bracha. Oizer Yisrael beGevura. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the weapons. The Rebbeinu Shlom girded us with the Gevura of Agidai Maharan. We should be able to be silent. That is Midas Hoid. That is the expression of Gevura. Hoid she beGevura is the Midah of tonight that we need to be Mesaken. The Ifshes Lahelfen. That we should be able to make the bracha of Oizer Yisrael beGevura with full kavana tomorrow. We should be able to be Mesaken this Midah of Hoid she beGevura. We should be able to be in that zchus, we should be able to zchus of emunah shleima, of hoyd shavigvura, the zchus of focusing and wearing a gartel. We should all be zeicher to kabbalas al torah b'shleimus and to be as mashiach tzidkenu b'meir v'yom.